Associate State Director of AARP Bill Armbruster says a recent survey shows nearly half of working baby boomers in Erie County could be leaving New York State and taking $10 billion with them.
The people who say they're unable to retire probably have a lower income. Those would be the people most likely to stay. So the people who actually have the resources would be leaving. And these people get their health care here. They go shopping here. They go to the movies here. They eat dinner here. This is not just what's coming into them. It's the economy that they support in a grand way.
Baby boomers who attended yesterday's roundtable expressed concern about a multitude of issues that could push them out of Erie County, including the cost of utilities, housing, and property taxes. Pat Dowling says she believes it's crucial to boost the quality of life of the aging population to keep them in the area for the long haul.
Whether it's finding a great volunteer opportunity that you want to put your passion into, whether it's having recreational activities to meet other people, because once you retire, you want to have social networks to get into. So taking classes, not just with 25-year-olds, but with other 55 and over-year-olds, things that are geared to you.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2010, one in seven people living in Erie County were 65 and older. By 2035, the number is projected to be about one in five. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.